We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shinayin Aleph and Halachos of Erevin. We're on the second half of the Siman, where if we say one of the members of the courtyard either left from there or if he died. So we're by Siv Dalad, on the bottom of Rish Lamed Ches Min Aleph, the last word, Siv Dalad Echad, as we continue to Tumen Beis, Min HaChatzer, Shemes B'Shabbos, someone from the courtyard that died on Shabbos. So Im Erev, if he had joined the Erev, Afil Yidosh She'echad Me'ashor, giving him someone from the street, inherits him, in Eis, who doesn't make him forbidden. For the rest of the people to carry over there. If it did not join the Erev. If someone from the street inherits him, as long as he doesn't come to live with the rest of these people, it doesn't make it forbidden. But if he came to dwell on Shabbos in the house of the one who had bequeathed it to him, then he makes it forbidden. If one of the people of the courtyard inherited him, so if the Yerush, meaning this guy who inherits it, who lived there, and he had joined in the Erev, and actually lived with the one who passed away in the same house, so it doesn't make it forbidden, even though the one who died had not joined the Erev. Now, but if he didn't live with the one who passed away, rather than a different house in the courtyard, then he does make it forbidden. Even though the Yerush had made an Erev, since the one who passed away did not make an Erev, and that's the house that we're talking about. Now, if he died from when it was still daytime, before Shabbos, and someone from the street inherits him, and it is makes him forbidden. That's as long as the one who inherits comes to the house of the one who passed away on Shabbos. Says Mishpura Sivkatan Tezvav, Echad and Achatz Bechulum, and someone from the courtyard that dies on Shabbos. It's the one who passed away with someone from the street. It also depends on if he had made an Erev or not. We're just saying in general, because when he lives in the street, meaning he lives somewhere else, he's just a landlord, in he won't join the Erev that he has in this random courtyard. That's where the Mechaber picks. If someone from the courtyard does, but really it's not the relevant point. Sivkat Tezayin, Shemes B'Shabbos, that he died on Shabbos. Ritzlam, what it means to say is, V'leinich b'nei Vesa B'Vais, and he didn't leave any family members in the house. V'imkind, if that's the case, because as the Shara Tzimus Yerav says, because if he did, then the Erev wouldn't be Batal. But V'imkind, therefore, if that's the case, Kim Shemes, once he dies, Batal Erev. So the Erev is nullified, because there's no resident there. V'yirah She'ech Menashok, and someone from the street inherits him, but Lo Dusham Shabbos comes to live over there on Shabbos. That random person did not put an Erev from before Shabbos. That's what we're saying. Even so, in it doesn't make it forbidden on people of the courtyard. They came in Shehud to Ben Hashemashah Be'er Amayir, since it was permitted when Shabbos started by twilight with the Erev of the one who passed away. Who to L'chol Shabbos is permitted for the whole Shabbos. But Sivkot Yizayim, then the Mechaber continued. Vim Loy Erev, but if he had not made an Erev, comes they married. This owes too much in Lubinay Bayashim that he doesn't have any family members over there, because the Sharat Sinai Yisrael Gimel says if he does have family members over there, then even if the Yerush does not come to live over there in the house, it's also going to be forbidden because the residence has Bailam. And this the Mechaber says, Lo Dimam is Labdavka. It's not necessarily because if he comes to live with them, it's even if there are family members, because this guy did not join the Erev. So that's what's saying that, so if he did not join the Erev, so if someone from the street inherits, as long as he doesn't come to live with them, then it doesn't make it forbidden. After even though really it was actually forbidden in the beginning of Shabbos because of the one who passed away, that he did not join the Erev with the people of the courtyard, when he dies, now the house remains without any residents. That's what he's saying, it has to be also, there's no family members. It's not significant to make it forbidden. Which is says, look at the Be'alocha, and the Rimaschel calls man. Sivkatan Yotes. So, but if it comes to reside on Madir and Shabbos, then he does make it forbidden, because Kibin Yesh at the Boil Madir, because since now the residence has owners, Oyser Bnei Chatzah, he makes it forbidden on people of the courtyard, at Shivat Rashus, until he nullifies his domain, like we'll see later on, B'Simishin Pei. Sivkatan Chav. Then Mechaber continues, says, let's say someone from the courtyard inherits him. So if the Yerush had made an Erev and he lived over there with the Mayrish in the same bais, then he doesn't make it forbidden. Sivkan Chav Av Bishle Erev Mayrish, even though the one who passed away did not make an Erev, Shebnei Beisir Shalad, because a person's own family members, Ma'arvan Lashlav died, they can make an Erev even without his intention. And this Yerush had lived together with him and he had joined in the Erev. Sivkan Chav Aleph. Now, the Im, But b'chul etc. If he did not live im hamayrish with the one who passed away, rather in a different house in the chatzar, then it will be forbidden. Because after gamata, even though right now she's not coming to live in the house that he inherited, since he has a house in that courtyard where he does live, and therefore it's very convenient and appropriate for him to utilize also that other house that now he inherited, as if he did enter ready to live over there, with a dear babel, and therefore it's a residence with owner which does not have an heir on it. Sivkatan chav beis. So therefore it makes it forbidden. Even though the Yerush had made an Eruv, at least in the house that he lives in, but since the one who passed away did not make Eruv on that house, that's a problem. Now, if this person died when it was still daytime, so here we would not make any differentiation whether he had joined the Eruv or not, because the Afila Eruv even needed to join the Eruv. Once he died before Shabbos, his portion of the Eruv is nullified. It's like as if he did not make an Eruv. So if Kodachav Dalid, the Yerusha Echem Nashuk, and someone from outside the neighborhood came and inherited him, so then he's going to make it forbidden. Because the Elam Yerusha Echem Nechazak, someone from the courtyard would inherit him, then the Eruv that this guy is putting because of the house that he does live in would take off a Gamma Bayezeh also on this house, and therefore then it wouldn't be a problem. As the Sharat Sinai Sitzan says that even if he placed the Eruv before the one who died died, because since at the time when the Erev takes effect, which is by Ben Hashmash, the guy already died, so then it's his house, like we said in Siv Gimel. Therefore, the guy's Erev would not be only for his own house, but also for the house that he inherited. But since it's someone from the a random person that's not from the neighborhood, who doesn't have a portion of Erev, then he's going to make it forbidden. Siv Gimel Chaf Hey, Vushaba B'chulu, this is if the Yerush came to the house of the Mayrish, the one who passed away, on Shabbos. Lodderbot to live in it. Vabalei dir b'vam. Therefore, it's a residence with owners. Vua lo lo yev. And he didn't join the Erev. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. Sif hey. Yisrael b'ger shay darm b'chatzar. A Jew and a convert that were living in the courtyard. Umeis agrim b'idyoim. And the convert died before Shabbos. V'echazig Yisrael achav and the chatzar. And a different Jew came along and took possession of that ger's assets. Afil lo hechazig achach hachach. Even if he did not take possession until it's already dark. Oyser, that guy's going to make it forbidden. Actually, about to reshusik a shay yersh until he nullifies his domain like any other person who inherits. If the ger died when it was already Shabbos, in the Mavzik Eisa, the one who takes possession does not make it forbidden. Shabbat had to reach Lame because it remains with the original permissibility. It says Mishbur Sivkan Chavav. Yisrael v'ger shayadar b'chulu, a Jew and a convert that were residing in the same courtyard. Now, Ma'arit Toma, k'sha'ir v'b'yachad, they had made an Erev together. L'kach in Eisa, and therefore it doesn't make it forbidden. El k'shamesa g'im b'b'yadim. Only if the ger died when it was before Shabbos, Shabbat l'ev shalev, that now his Erev is bata, because he's dead. Sivkan Chavzayim. Ve'echzik Yisrael achim l'chasav, and another Jew takes possession into his assets. Because the Ilah hefzik Eisa Yisrael darshim, because if that Jew who lived over there took possession, so b'chol gavni motu, in all cases it would be permitted. Adehu nishu yachar b'chatzar, because he remains an individual in his own courtyard. What then something is kishle hechzik adam klav b'chatzar zeh b'shabbosu. If no one took possession in this courtyard of that house in on the Shabbos, then what would be permitted? Adehu in l'boilem, because it doesn't have any owners. But it's that some other Yisrael came along and took possession. Sivkan Chavchaz. Even if he did not take possession until it gets dark, he's going to make it forbidden. What it means to say is, although when Shabbos started, as long as this Jew did not enter into the picture, into this convert's house, it was a residence without any owners, and therefore wasn't making it forbidden. Even so, in Eimer Shabbos, we don't say, oh, Shabbos, once it started, permitted, it remained permitted the whole Shabbos. Because it was fit for someone to take possession of it when it was still before Shabbos. So Vahaya had to tell of Ayman. So the permissibility was like suspended in ear. Shalhaya Barsh Day Materis Kal Shabbos. It wasn't clear that it's going to be permitted all Shabbos. Because if someone takes possession, it's going to have a Bailam that could be problematic. Sivka and Chavtas. So even if he didn't take possession of Achach HaShecha until it was really dark, or it's not what it means to say it's Benichnas Kamkin Lodibar, and he also entered to live over there, then he's going to make it forbidden until he nullifies the domain, so Kan Lam Kesho Yerush like any other inheritor. It's not what it means to say is the Cheshvin HaZecha Benichse Ager. We consider the one who merits in the assets of Ager, Kriya Yerush Benichse Aviv, like someone who inherits his father's assets. The Mahanik Shemabat Rosh Hashanah, that it's effective when he nullifies the domain, Kedisa B'Sim Shin Be'al, Zavam, Ayin Shem, look over there, which is Shartzi and Oizcha Be'i says, what it means to say is that even though that if this one who is Zaycha wants to make an Erev from before Shabbos, he wouldn't be able to make an Erev because then the ger was still alive. Even so, his bittul is effective, like some of the Yarshans, his father's assets, when his father dies from before Shabbos, and his father did not join the Erev, even so, the bittul of the Yarsh is effective. So too, this person who is in the Nechse Ager, says the Gemara could also go ahead and be Mevatal the Rishos. Sivkat Laman Aleph. If the guy died, Meshach HaSheicha, the ger died when it was already dark, then ain't a machzik oisav chula. Then the one who's machzik does not make it forbidden because it remains with the original heter. So what it means to say is, kibbutz rechnis hashabbos seimutz. Since when Shabbos started, it was permitted machmasay ruba shagir because of the gear's eriv. Abdi kishameis butla ruba alo. When he dies, the eriv is nullified. But kibbutz rochrochro. Since it started permissibility, it remains permissible the whole Shabbos. Pi halacha, dibe maschol shameis b'Shabbos. So you have one of the people of the courtyard that dies on Shabbos, etc. You should know that according to what the Magen Ram writes in Sifkon Chast, that obviously he's talking about over here that when Shabbos started, he wasn't yet a Geisus, he wasn't even in the throes of death. Because if not, the Eir would not take effect, because it's not fit to last the whole Shabbos, because he's about to die. However, in Sefer Altei Anloigim, he disagrees in the words of Magen Ram over there, the way I quote over there. And according to this, the Shulchan Aruch here is talking about in all cases. In the Ramaschal Kozman Chain above, that if the person who died did not make an Erev, if someone from out of the neighborhood inherits, as long as he doesn't come to live, Eino Eisei doesn't make it forbidden. So look at Meshavir Sivkot Nitches, which he referenced in the Sharetzin, to look over here. Now the Mechaber, Eseisim, says, without explaining, like the opinion of the Rosh and the Tesis, meaning, like it just says, blanket rule. But this halach is not so clear, because the Rosh and the Pitzakaydish and also in his Chedushim disagrees on this, and he holds that since it's forbidden for some of the Shabbos, it's forbidden for the whole Shabbos. The Rav Magid brings him, and that's how the Ritva Paskins and the Sugya of Yerushma Shivat. Look over there in their Chedushim that they bring regarding Halach Lishbos Eitzel Bitoy, that's mentioned in the beginning of the Siman, that's Tumah also when Davka, when he went from before Shabbos, but if it ends on it goes on Shabbos, even if it does not intend to come back on Shabbos, we say once it's forbidden, suddenly from the words that it depends one on the other, like depending on the Magid of Ramah Aleph. If that's the case, Rashi also, that explains that Mem Zayin, that's Tumah where he went to Lishbos Mev Oidim, also holds here in our context, like the Rashi Mev Oidim, not like Tyson the Rashi. Whoever he says, according to what we wrote in the beginning of the Siman, the name based man, the Goyen Yaakov, to differentiate regarding this, so there's no Hecha the Rashi, well, holding the Rashi Ritva, look at the Be'er Grah, that he also points out this idea, sounds like his opinion is inclined to be like the opinion of the Rashba. So Lamais Tzarchin, regarding if one could be lenient regarding this, that it won't be forbidden as long as he doesn't come. And the Ramas of Husha Ba'a Yerish said that, If the Yerush comes Beveis Marisha B'Shabbos, then it's going to make it forbidden. So Achrayim ask, but since the beginning of Shabbos, it was a residence without any Bailam, and therefore the Sitzur residence did not make it forbidden on people of the Chatzur, so why don't we say Kimitro Chocho like we say in Sebeis? So if that's the Be'alach, you could say the Dafkin Sebeis, where he went left from before Shabbos, so we say, okay, he's Masich Das from coming back anymore for Shabbos. So therefore we say, even if it happens that he comes back, which is not the case over here, we don't say at all that the Yerush was Masich his das at the time when Shabbos started, that he's not going to come on Shabbos to come and live in the house. So that's my Magid Ramah Chiddush Rabbi Kivege. I'll look over there. Therefore, that's why when he ultimately comes, he's going to make it forbidden. Some of the deer shoes, this is number 20, we said, since right now there are Ba'ilim for the deer, it's going to make it forbidden now. The reason why we don't say Shabbat Shor Shor Shor, the Magen Ram Sifkon Hei explains that when you have some random person that Yarshans that never lived in this courtyard, we don't say he's Masich is asked from coming on Shabbos. Rather, we're concerned that he's going to come, and therefore the halacha of Shabbat Shor 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 does not take effect. Look at Be'er Halacha and the Mas of Achakach, that discusses this point. Now, however, Kvega asks, and as it goes to Shulchan Aruch, on this reasoning, because since when Shabbos started, the Meirish was still the one who owned it was still alive, and the one who Yarshan did not have entertained that maybe that person going to die is going to inherit. But that's the case for sure. It's Masiach to have some coming. But he realized that the reason why you don't say Shabbos Shor Shor is because since when Shabbos started, it was forbidden to carry because of the Meirish, the original owner that didn't join the Erev. And when he dies on Shabbos, it becomes permitted to carry. So therefore, when the Yerush comes to live there on Shabbos, he makes it forbidden, and only in a way where the Meirish died from before Shabbos and the Yerushim from before Shabbos, then the Yerush is not Masiach as Das. Dishra number 22. But if he doesn't come to live, it doesn't make it forbidden, even though it's already his deer from before Shabbos. Chaznitz writes that it's not comparable to a Yisrael that goes to spend Shabbos in a city by his son. That the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Sif Aleph, that if he's not Masech Datz from coming back, he makes it forbidden. It sounds like that he makes it forbidden even before he comes back home. Because Dafka, in the case where he's already living in the courtyard, and now he leaves his house, so as long as not Masech Datz from coming back, it's considered as Dira with Bailam that's going to make it forbidden. But a Yerush, who never lived in the courtyard, even though he's not Masech Datz from coming, as long as he did not actually come there to live over there, it's considered as a Dira B'lei Bailam. There's your number 25. Pinchas Nish, you don't say the halacha of Shabbos and Nesra, Nesra. That was the B'alacha was discussing. They want to say, since it's forbidden for some of the Shabbos, it should be forbidden for the whole Shabbos. Chaz Nish doesn't hold to that. It says in the word, even if Ein, whatever is forbidden for some of the Shabbos, forbidden the whole Shabbos. That's only regarding that it's not possible to make a Ruvich Hatzeris on Shabbos. And he cannot be mevatel reshus on Shabbos. And he proves his words from the Gemara over there in Eben Daf Chav. That mechitza made on Shabbos permits to carry. And we don't say Shabbos and Nesra and Nesra, that once it's forbidden, it's forbidden. And the Pindar Ajman, the Chaz Nish explains that it's not because of Shabbos and Nesra, like the simple understanding, rather because that over there, the residents that make it forbidden were established when Shabbos starts for the whole Shabbos. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, it seemed that it's because of Shabbos and Nesra, like a simple understanding. And the proof of Chaz Nish you could resolve based on the words of the Hashlama on the Sasagis of the Rambam, that when there was no Mechitza, it's not applicable to Halach of Nesra, because it wasn't at all a Rishos. And it's only when there was a Mechitza that was not permitting to carry, then we say Shabbos and Nesra. Number 26. We said that the Heter was Tolu V'Omer, because Lemaise wasn't clear that it's going to be for the whole Shabbos, because he was able to be Ma'akzik from before Shabbos. And this Halach of Mikvege proves if someone finds a hefker item, ownless item on Shabbos that's not mukta, and there's no risk of carrying it, you're allowed to be zeich in it, and there's no problem about mekach and memka, like a transaction. Because if it was forbidden to be maksa be nesa gear that died, that a hefker because of mekach and memka, if that's the case, so the chutz is not limited to become forbidden on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be zeich in it. Mistama that a person would also not be maksa on Shabbos, and therefore you should say Shabbos or Chorcha. That's what the Prima Gadim writes over here, that permitted to be zeich in nesa gear on Shabbos, and it's not something to mekach and memka because you're not being zeich and makna, you're not acquiring and transferring on Shabbos. Rikvegu concludes that Tzarkin Adina. In addition number 27, like we said, because it wasn't clear that it's going to be permitted the whole Shabbos, the Taz explains that since Yisrael could be Machzik from before Shabbos, so even though he was not Machzik until it gets dark, it's considered if he was Machzik from before Shabbos. The Rambam writes that the Halach of a Ger Shemez is comparable to a Yerish, that just like by Yerish, we don't say Hoyle Hucha Hucha, like by Halach de Masl Bahu, that explains what he explains regarding this. So to a Ger that dies, and Yisrael is Zechen as Chasim, you don't say Hoyle Hucha Hucha, you don't say once it's permitted.